The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The opposite of being vigilant is to be negligent or to be destructive or distracted. To be distracted or to be inattentive. I will explain why I am bringing this issue of the importance of being vigilant. But before that, allow me to begin with a brief story. According to the 1949 Israeli Security Service law, conscription to military service is compulsory for all Israelis who turn 18. They called it the Gideon Plan. They understood the need to be vigilant because the risk of being negligent could be very catastrophic. As you know, since the late 70s, Israel has been under serious threat from Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran, which gave Israel the realization that their survival demanded such effort to be vigilant. Well, I'm not taking sides here, but I'm only observing vigilance as it pertains to this sermon. But today's reading brings this idea of vigilance to the front. It is the fight against sin and the influence of the kingdom of Satan. Won't you know that generally when we are comfortable and cozy, then we tend to let our guard down. It's a human thing. I don't know what to tell you beyond that. Believers are to be vigilant, period. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And that's Holy Scripture. So we are warned throughout the Holy Scriptures about the dangers of being inattentive, lest we get caught unawares. So, are we ready to hear what Jesus is trying to say about vigilance? So Mark tells a story about vigilance. Apparently, John was being vigilant when he reported to Jesus that someone was casting demons in Jesus' name and he was not one of the disciples. And Jesus took the opportunity to teach us about real vigilance. He replied to John, and this is my emphasis, "John, no need to be vigilant about those who are not against us. In other words, this is a misdirected vigilance. Look here. Sin is ravaging our communities. That's what we should be vigilant about. Jesus said, be vigilant about those that are putting stumbling blocks before my followers. So be vigilant about sin. And to tell us how dangerous sin is, Jesus uses a powerful visual to illustrate his point. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter eternal life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell. This is a powerful visual designed to demonstrate how terrible a life of sin is, how tragic a life of sin is, and how badly it ends. And that's what we should be vigilant about. And the same misdirected vigilance also is observed in our Old Testament reading, as our brother Mike just read to us, where these people, Eldad and Medad, were prophesying in the camp, and Joshua come running to Moses. Don't you see what they are doing? They are prophesying in the camp there. You should stop them. And Moses' response will warm your heart. Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon you all. Israel had much bigger problems, but Joshua was vigilant about something else totally harmless. And Moses had been dealing with Israel's nations, complaining and that they missed the food from their slavery days in Egypt. And what did they say that they were missing? Melons and cucumbers and leeks and onions and garlic. Don't laugh at them. Maybe after a year without you having butter and garlic, you would think and complain as well. So deep down there, they were fed manna, Monday manna, Tuesday manna, Wednesday manna, Thursday manna, Friday manna, Sunday manna. It's like, no, we want meat, we want meat, we want meat. But there, it's not necessarily the food. That craving, deep down there, there is a problem in the heart there that they were misdirecting their worship to other things rather than to God. And in some way, we also desire to return to the days of slavery, to the days of sin, for those who have gone through and say, now my allegiance is to Christ. Maybe, like the Israelites, we also sometimes look back instead of looking forward to the days of freedom, a life in Jesus Christ. And Scripture tells us in Matthew that the eye is the lamp of the body. We should be vigilant about what we let in. Do we let in light or do we let in darkness? Is it impure thoughts or temptation to sin? We should mortify it. We should kill it and crucify it and starve it. So be vigilant. The Epistle of James also encourages us to be vigilant, even amongst ourselves. He says this: if any one of you wanders from the truth, bring him or her back. You will have saved his or her soul from death. So be vigilant. Confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another so that you may be healed. We also should be vigilant, my brothers and sisters. And certainly, don't struggle alone. Don't struggle alone. That's what the evil one wants. When carnivores are hunting, they seek to isolate their prey so that when separated from the herd, they have no protection left. So we shouldn't be isolated either. So when the evil one attacks, like the tragic mass shooting in our town this week, we rally together and pray for one another, for protection from the evil one. We are the kingdom of God at work because Jesus lives in us. So I pray for us to be strong. I pray for us to be courageous and vigilant. And I pray against inattentiveness, complacency, or even thinking that sin is harmless. Help us, Lord Jesus. Amen.